Perhaps the most memorable moment of President Barack Obama's State of the Union last night was when he spoke about gun control. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke with two area congressmen about their reaction to this part of the president's speech and what Washington should do about this controversial issue.
Family members of gun violence victims were there in the House of Representatives for the president's speech. Obama passionately called for a vote on gun control, saying the victims deserved it. While his remarks were greeted with emotion and applause, it remains a very controversial issue. Central New York Congressman Dan Maffei, a Democrat, says he appreciates the views of his constituents on both sides of the issue.
What concerns me is I don't want this to become a partisan issue because I really do believe that there is a consensus in my district behind common sense measures to reduce gun violence. The president, I think, was right to recognize this trauma that we faced as a nation and our need to do something.
Republican Congressman Richard Hanna is a gun owner who is concerned about Second Amendment rights, like many in his Central New York and Southern Tier district. But he says he thinks Republicans and Democrats can agree on things like background checks.
I'm waiting to hear thoughtful ways to keep the hands, guns out of the hands of the wrong people. And I think that there are opportunities, and I think, frankly, the president has hit on a couple.
But Hanna says he does not agree with the way the recent gun control law was passed in New York State. For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.